We're live at EXT. I've got Lyra Lynn here. Hi there.
Hi.
Great to have you by.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Lyra, when did you first start playing music? Has music been in your life, like, your whole life?
I think so. I think I started singing when I was a very small child. I remember singing in the church choir. I remember the day that I figured out what vocal harmony was, listening to More Than Words by Extreme in the shower and singing along. I think I was six. My parents had guitars and keyboards around the house, so I kind of always fiddled with that stuff, picked up violin when I was 11, decided to play guitar instead.
You self-taught on all these instruments?
Yes. That means that I don't know very much.
Well, you play some nice songs and they sound beautiful.
Thank you.
Being self-taught, how did you decide to pick up the violin and start playing it? That's a pretty tough instrument to play.
It is. I was in middle school in Norcross, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta. They had an orchestra program there. And when we started middle school, I think that's sixth grade there, they showed us around all of the possible programs that we could be a part of. This woman came in and played violin, and I was just completely taken aback by that and was like, I want to do that. That's what I did. Then we moved to a different school system and they didn't have orchestra and parents couldn't afford lessons. So they did know basics of guitar though. So they're like, why not, you know, play guitar instead?
So they helped steer you toward that guitar?
Yeah, which I think was a good decision because I think my strongest instrument is my voice and it's somewhat difficult to sing and play violin or fiddle, though there are people that do it and do it very well.
When did you start writing your own songs?
Probably around 12, 13, 14, when I was starting to play guitar.
And did you let people hear those songs right away?
No. In fact, my parents bought a four-track recorder for me, which if you're born after, I don't know, 1990, you probably have no idea what that is. Little tape machine that you could record onto, cassettes, four different tracks. And I would record myself playing guitar and singing and then doing harmonies on the songs that I had composed. And at some point, I became so embarrassed by that I destroyed them.
Oh, my.
Which, man, what an idiot. I really wish I had that now, just so I could give myself a little ego boost, you know?
Say, look how far I've come. Yeah. We're live at EXT with Lyra Lynn. Lyra's latest album is called Resistor. The one thing that may have first introduced me to you is your cover of Ring of Fire.
Oh, cool.
Tell me, was there a reason why you chose that?
You know, I was asked to do a tribute show for Johnny Cash in Athens, Georgia, where I went to college and lived for many years. They said, can you do Ring of Fire? And I said, okay. And I know the song, but I thought, how can I make it what seems to be more appropriate to the lyric? Because the lyric to me is kind of dark. I mean, I guess Ring of Fire can be interpreted as passion. It burns, 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 you know, love.
So it seemed kind of dark to you.
Let me wax poetic for a second. Okay, I'm a songwriter. Kidding. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I thought I'm going to just try doing it in a minor key and did that and decided to put it out as a single on a 7-inch vinyl. I guess people liked it, all right.
Why don't you guys play a couple songs for us? You want to start with something from Resistor?
Yeah, we're going to do Cut and Burn. It's one of my favorites from the 2016 release.
A heart for a heart, a tooth makes a mark, cut and burn. You say, so the end, don't fret. Simple deceit, I've fallen off my feet. I'll not walk again, gunpowder black within. I cast my soul into a silver bullet bay. Let justice make its case. Satisfaction, mind, feel, traveling through space faster than the speed of sound. When in your heart's race, a wide open vein, there's nothing left but pain. You wave your flag red. You turn light to lead. Charcoal for nerves. And you drain me of my color. But no more passé. Horns out all the way. I cast my soul into a silver bullet. Let justice make its case. Satisfaction mine to feel. Traveling through space faster than the speed of sound. When in your heart's race.
This is Lyra Lynn, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
If I saw you, I would say, I'm okay, I made it through another day, at least today. And then I'd say, let's get a drink. Something strong, let's forget together what went wrong. And we'd laugh about those better days before you turn. But all this time has made it fade. And now I don't care about all these holes that you. Then you tell me about where you've been. Tales of the cosmos and being born again. And I'd feel an ease settling in. And I'd play a song on the stereo. I'm sorry, I know you are too. Cause all this time has made it fade. And now I don't care about all these holes that you made. Cause the light comes through. Has me.
Live at EXT with Lyra Lynn. That's a new song, right? A Light Comes Through?
A Light Comes Through, yeah, that's a new one. I've been writing a lot this year for my upcoming record. I've probably got two records worth, maybe more, of songs. Still writing, which has been quite a luxury. I usually don't have the time to do that. I'm usually kind of waiting for songs to fall in my lap, you know, waiting for the inspiration to hit me. And it's been really lovely to carve out the time to really craft songs and try to put together a record. And, you know, it's challenging too when you can just do anything. I mean, not that I can do anything, but with writing songs, you can write about anything, or you can do any kind of style. You can take it in any direction. I've been dabbling in some different things. I like assignments, but no one can really give you an assignment on what kind of record.
What your record is going to be, because it's your record.
For yourself. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to assign yourself, maybe.
Right, which is difficult.
It's hard to do.
But I'm enjoying it very much.
You also got a chance to write some songs with a couple of Americana luminaries, T-Bone Burnett and Roseanne Cash.
Yeah.
That must have been a lot of fun.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, they're both geniuses, and working with T-Bone was really fun. We just immediately had a very strong connection and effortless collaboration.
And those were the songs that would end up in the True Detective series on HBO.
Right. Yeah.
And then you ended up in the True Detective series, not just your songs, but you were on stage in the bar.
Yes.
How did that happen?
T-Bone. Yeah. He suggested that. I mean, they needed a girl to be, you know, the bar singer in the background playing these songs that we had written. He's like, why don't you just do it? Duh. I'm totally on board with that idea. Make that happen, please.
Was it different than being a singer on the stage in front of an audience to do this for a show?
In some ways, yes, because I was playing a character. I was not performing as myself. So I couldn't really use the same muscles that I use, you know, when I'm on stage. But in a lot of ways, I think performing as a singer does incorporate a good deal of acting, or at least being able to channel emotion and try to give a compelling performance. I think you want to at least lead the audience back to a similar place that you were in when you composed a song, or, you know, just put some kind of strain of emotion into it. So I was able to draw on my experience from that. But for the most part, the whole process was completely foreign to me and really exciting. And there was an audience, you know, there's probably 75 people or so on the set. I don't know, a lot of people there, and Vince Vaughn and Colin Farrell also sitting there, you know. It's like just a little bit intimidating. As it turns out, they're both very kind and gracious and like the music.
Now, were you actually performing, or were you playing sort of lip syncing?
Both.
I wouldn't have thought they would have actually had actual performance in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think the very last episode was an actual performance.
Oh, neat.
And then they're also, you know, putting the recorded version in, laying it over towards the end. But yeah, they didn't really spend too much time on me. I mean, the first scene we shot, the director approached me after the first take and said, act less. I said, okay, I got it. And then they're like, great, just keep doing that now.
So you want to do that again sometime?
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Hopefully you'll be able to do that soon.
Yes, hopefully.
We're live at EXT with Lyra Lynn. Lyra's latest album is called Resistor. You're working on some new music. You also told me there's a secret project you can't tell me about.
So why are you mentioning it?
Because I wanted to let people know there's a secret project coming.
Secret project. Shh.
But we can't tell you what it is. Actually, I don't even know what it is, so I'm just kidding around.
I'll tell you
I'm
something.
Not part of the...
Here's a hint.
Okay, here's a hint.
It has something to do with music.
Oh, that was good. I was actually sitting there waiting for the hint. Thanks. Well, I thank you so much for coming by today. It's great to have you here. Great to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. You want to wrap up your set here with a standard?
Yeah, we just recently released this single. I love standards. This is a jazz standard written in 1935, I believe, and made popular by Chet Baker, but recorded by hundreds and hundreds of people. And it's a pretty big risk doing a song like this, but it's really fun. I love this song, and it's almost Valentine's Day. So, My Funny Valentine.
My Funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine. smile with my heart. Your hair looks so
This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.